Put my mic on!
I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost. 49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys at using a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Good old, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Must get down. Just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? In the night, while we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan-legged Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started.
Yeah, she likes to see sleighing way on back. Out here we count the stars, here we can't keep track. Gotta dial it in, good like that. Living by the sun, love by the moon. Pick up your girl when the work is through. Light up the night till the sky turns blue. Live by the sun, love by the moon. Love by the moon. You keep it simple, yeah, right down the middle line. Hell, it's just what we do. Living by the sun, love by the moon. Pick up your girl, cause she's waiting on you. Light up the night till the sky turns blue. Live by the sun, yeah. Live by the sun, love by the moon. Pick up your girl when the work is through. Light up the night till the sky turns blue. Live by the sun, love by the moon.
Alright, what time are you going to steal my thunder on the opening of my final show? That's fine. Welcome everybody. Calling Country, WJRH, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. We have a packed studio here for my final show. Very emotional time. Wataru's here in studio. Jack's here. Jack, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Aaron is also here. Aaron, how are you?
Pretty good.
You made the trip up for my final show, right? That's why?
Mm-hmm. Fake news.
Okay. Yeah, we don't need time in here with Taro. So anyway, we got a packed show. You know, I feel like you had Mariano send off. You had like Derek Jeter with the send off. You had like the Mike Francesa farewell tour before he came back. I feel like I'm the next one in line there. Don't you think?
When you say packed house, was it the four of us in here?
Yeah.
Is that a packed house?
Yeah.
I think Yankee Stadium sells out a lot more than, you know, four people.
I feel like your comment before the program was funny about that all my listeners are actually in the studio right now.
I mean, it's probably true, I think.
Could be true.
More than all his listeners.
More than all. Yeah, it's true. Tara never listens anyway.
I used to.
Tara, this is your first appearance on the radio station Lafayette here with a week to go till graduation. How's it make you feel?
Well, I don't know. Everything's been emotional recently, yeah. So I might cry a little, maybe.
Don't you feel like a star here? You can... These words you're saying are being archived forever.
Yes,
so
I know.
Choose your words carefully.
I mean, like, they should start recording at CHC as well. It's like like I've had some legendary moments over there.
Maybe they can record your final karaoke song.
They should.
Yeah.
They should live stream it on Facebook.
Play it on air.
We're not playing that on air, Aaron. Come on. We're not doing that. We'll have Hannah calling in later with her final segment of the show. Well, her final segment. I mean, it's not the final segment of the show. She's calling at like 7:15. Chris is going to call in. I think Marquise is going to say goodbye to the program. Will, unfortunately, is at dinner with his parents, so he couldn't make it. Kind of sad. He said goodbye last week. He didn't know it, but that was his goodbye. But I do have a question for you, Jack, and Wataru and Aaron, but I want to hear Jack first here. So the meeting with Kim Jong-un coming up in June. I know you're a big North Korea guy. So how do you feel about that?
I feel like I'd rather have... I can't decide right now what kind of hairstyle I want. Do I want a Kim Jong-un or do I want a Donald Trump? I think I just... They have great hair. And I think
both of them great hair.
Maybe a combo of the two. I think a blonde Kim Jong-un would work. But that's my take on it. It's going to be great. I think this whole talk is going to be awesome.
Let's see. Well, Japan's not involved, so like...
Yeah, do you think Japan should be involved?
I think so. It's like, they're next-door neighbors. They might as well be involved. And like,
what's the status of their army right now?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at their news recently, but...
They're like trying to expand the parameters for when they can fight, right?
They did. That was like in 2014. That was a huge controversy.
4 years ago. I'm all on top of the news here.
Yeah, they had like a lot of... They had like college movements.
So, if Japan ever went to war with the United States, which country would you fight for?
They won't.
No, it's you have to assume that they do. Which one would you fight for? You can't. I'm giving you the hypothetical.
Whichever's
more likely to win, right? You front runner.
No. Yeah. Whichever doesn't
no
enlist
loyalty.
Me.
What?
If someone enlists me, I'm not taking that country.
Oh. Didn't you just get your, Watari? You just got your draft card, right?
Yes, I did.
So
yes,
it comes with your green card.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you're at the very top of the draft list. Well, actually,
they are though.
On one hand, yeah, you are good. Well, on one hand, good. On the other hand, I mean, what benefit are you going to be providing the military?
Hey, I've done really well in first-person shooting recently.
Oh yeah,
I had
on your phone.
12 kills out of 100 players.
On your phone.
Yeah.
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 The tactics are similar.
Moves. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your go-to? Are you a sniper, or what would you be?
I used to be a sniper, but yeah. that's kind of like a chicken move. So
yeah,
I've been going for combat recently.
Classic, you to pull the chicken move.
Yeah, well. I mean, you're the one who hides in the bushes, so yeah.
That's uncalled for. That's a hurtful comment. Anyway, how are we feeling with the week to go? How you feeling, Jack?
Feeling great.
Yeah.
Just kind of soaking it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's time. It's
tried time. To play wiffle ball today, and we got dumped on.
It was crazy. Yeah.
It was the Niagara Falls.
Gotta love Mother Nature.
Stepped outside. Rain started coming down. Wataru hit one ball over the. Wataru hit a ball onto the roof of the gym and then called it a day.
Yeah.
That's one of the most wiffle ball things of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Pretty sad.
Yeah. Nothing says wiffle ball like just hitting the first pitch onto a rooftop and getting it stuck. I think that's wiffle ball right there.
Maybe when you play. That's probably your wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Aaron, any memories coming back here? You graduated a year ago. Any thoughts?
No.
Can you speak up for the mic?
No.
You have no thoughts?
Don't graduate. It's a trick.
Yeah, you have that radio voice.
It's a trick, sort of like the people who say the Earth is round. Isn't that also a trick, Jack? Haven't you been telling me that recently?
That's fake news.
What's fake news?
What you just said.
What did I just say?
I mean, the Earth is round.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like that's also a trick, though.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. You say one thing off the air, another thing on there. You're two-faced.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Fake,
oh. It's a joke.
This is sad.
Sad. Very sad. Any big plans for the final week here? What are you going
to do? I'm going to buy a boat, drink a beer, and call my mom.
Song of the week.
Yeah. Well, Watara's only played that song 25 times. That's actually pretty good, though. It's caught on.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. What a day when Wataru actually likes a country song. What is that, the third one you like?
Yeah, so...
Third one.
If you don't count Taylor Swift, yeah.
If you don't count Taylor, yeah. You love Taylor.
I'll acknowledge, though, the country thing is not... Like, Sam Hunt is not country. Like,
he's not in my list.
The whole country
but, yeah, but that's not what on Wataru's list, though. He's not Sam Hunt.
The whole label about, like, people being country, it's... It's not country if you're like yeah the. Pop,
I feel like that's a like, general statement. Like so, Sam Hunt, for instance, is one of your examples.
Even like Luke Bryan, to an extent. I don't think Luke Bryan's like that country, or even Flora Georgia Line. You're performing with Bibi Rexha.
It depends which song you pick. Like yeah, that one's not a country song. Yeah, no, that's not a country song.
Not
no,
a country song.
But it's not. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But it's not on like it's not it, on the country radio
like
charts.
John
it's on the
Cash,
pop charts.
It's not like any Keith Urban. It's yeah, like you gotta. You gotta decipher what's country and what's not.
It depends on like how wide your parameters are, I guess. Yeah.
I think it should be.
So like, what do you think defines it? What does it have to be in order
you
to be
identified by yourself, right?
Wow, that's so liberal. Wataru said it's however you identify it yourself. Wow. It's the most liberal thing ever said on the show.
Yeah. I think you can't have like auto-tune in it, like, you know, Florida Jordan.
Yeah,
has.
You can't auto-tune it.
Can't auto-tune that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, meant to be. Well,
and it's also just like the melody, like what kind of instruments you're using. Like if you're using like electronic stuff, like that's not really country.
Yeah.
You gotta have like your acoustic guitar and, you know,
your
slide. Gotta have your fiddle. That's right.
But like also even like the lyrics today, they're like.
Yeah, that's
true. They're like three verses, like holy. Oh, we're holy. It's like the same. It's like over.
Do you mind
again.
Saying a couple more lines
I'm
of that?
Say again, but it's like the same. It's the same thing over and over again. You can't have like a different like chorus. You can't have a different. Like,
you want a little more storytelling, if you're gonna be a little broader song.
A little.
The whole thing.
You say the same thing. Okay. Let's listen to the song. You said it like three times now. Like,
well, it's because people's attention spans are so small. You
exactly.
know, they can't handle too much information.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna have a 3-minute song, you can only have like 10 or 15 words in the song that are different, and that's
I think
it.
I would say my favorite country artist is Toby Keith. I love Toby Keith. Like, he switches up a lot.
Yeah. Well, he just got inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So he's a good songwriter. Yeah.
He's a Nova boy. You know that?
He's a what?
He went to Villanova.
Really? Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting.
You're not a Nova boy. You're Lafayette. But, you know, why are you so excited about that?
Stop pretending to be a Wildcat.
Yeah. You're a Leopard.
Go Cats.
Nah, that's disgraceful. Well, I guess.
Are you talking about the High School Musical Wildcats?
The Kentucky Wildcats.
No, not them either. No. Yeah, no. I mean, those are fair points, though. I think that's fair. Yeah. All right. So Hannah will be calling in a few minutes here. There's not really. I mean, what else is going on in the news? Anything jump out that you want? Anything going on that you want to talk about in the news?
The New York Yankees.
What?
The New York Yankees.
Oh, they just won today. Won now 18 out of 20. Right, I think.
Yep.
They beat the A's walk off in 11 innings.
No, they. Yeah.
Neil Walker, 7-6. Yeah, I know my stuff.
17 out of 20, right? Because they lost 2 in a
They had won 17 out of 18. Oh, so 18 out of 21?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Well, whatever it is, it's a good record.
Thought you knew your stuff.
Well, that's... you can't be burning me on the last show.
What do you think about the woman that said, like, babies have to have consent to get the diapers changed?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Is that, like, she was serious, too, right?
No, very serious.
Very serious. Yeah, like, how does a baby give their consent if they can't...
I mean, is it going to change itself?
No.
And you're just gonna let the baby die, like, from infection and, what are we... What kind of world are we living in right now?
I don't know. I feel like Wataru is definitely for that.
Yeah, I am so for that.
Yeah, he is. Wataru's for that. All right, that's unfortunate.
I roll my eyes so hard. Like,
It went 360 at least.
In your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the back of my brain. There's nothing in there.
I was going to say, you realize you don't have a brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Kind of absurd. Just completely ridiculous the way it's been.
Very absurd.
You just think it's that nothing can be more absurd than what happens, and then the next day something like that happens. Just like, oh, that's a new, more absurd thing that just happened.
Yeah. You hear it on both sides about people being absurd, but you don't really hear it on the left as much because it's not like in the news. Like, you don't hear CNN or NBC. Like, you get it from Fox News, but like, you don't get it from the main.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. I don't know how that's a thing that just goes unquestioned.
Right. So you were at the Mets game last night.
Yep.
They won, but tough stretch here. Any sadness with Matt Harvey leaving, getting traded?
No, I'm kind of happy Matt Harvey left.
Mm.
When you have that party boy mentality, when you're an athlete, when you're getting paid a lot of money, and you had your peak of your career, you did really well. He did really, really well for that stretch. I mean, I give him a lot of credit for that. But the thing is, he lost maybe a mile per hour on his pitch. And he's not really a pitcher. Before that, he was a thrower, I think. And if you lose like a mile per hour in that pitch, you got to learn how to be a pitcher.
Right.
And
right.
He had the attitude where Major League, you got to be confident. You can't be, you know, like the best. You can't act like you're like the man.
Right.
Call's going in, but.
All right. I don't think we'll get Hannah on the line here. Hello? All right. We'll put you on. Yeah. You're fine. We just had to kill some time. It's fine. All right, joining us now, Hannah Panrak. Hannah, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're fine. We have Wataru, Jack, and Aaron in studio today.
Hello.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Hello.
Shalom.
Wait, first, before we get to your segment, Hannah, I have a trivia question for all of you.
Okay.
Which company do you think is more profitable, Apple or Amazon? Who do you think makes a bigger profit?
I think Amazon.
Amazon. What do you think, Aaron? Don't look at the article.
I can't see it.
Cheater. Who do you think? Guess.
Apple.
What do you think?
Amazon.
Wataru.
Amazon.
Okay. Apple made more profit in 3 months this year than Amazon has made in the history of its company.
Woo. Are you serious?
Yeah. Apple in the last 3 months made $48.35 billion in profit.
What company's been around the most, though?
And it made $14 billion in March alone. Amazon has made a total net profit of $10 billion.
But the thing
Where
is, you also have to look...
Oh, sorry.
What? I'm getting it from CNBC. Well, actually, that's not really apples to apples. Huh, funny.
Is this fake news, I think? Is this fake news?
No, but that there's two bullet points. One was, I just pulled it up right now. One was comparing Amazon's total net profit, and one was comparing Apple's profit from the last 3 months. Like,
is this from Rachel Maddow?
That's not the same.
This is from Rachel Maddow. You just cut the ties.
No, it's from CNBC.
I think, isn't CNBC Rachel Maddow?
No, she's MSNBC, but they're both NBC. They're affiliates of NBC. Okay. They're like stepchildren. Okay. They're just children. They're sub-NBC. Yeah. Let me read this here. Numbers calculated by adding up all of Amazon's annual net income figures since inception. That's not really... You can't... All right, well, I guess I asked the question wrong, but I don't really see the point of that. Like, they don't say what...
Did you not read the article? They don't ask the question.
They don't say what... Wow. Well, they don't... Well, the headline was misleading. The headline was very misleading.
That's why you don't read the headlines. You read the article, not
I started reading the article.
Don't judge the book by its cover.
Well, I'm getting... Fleshing out the details now.
This is not a good ending to your career. You know that?
Anyway, it's very hurtful. Anyway, so Hannah, what song do you come up with for your final appearance here on the program?
I chose "Everyday America" by Sugarland.
Do I even know that song?
Yes.
Well, you should.
Okay. Is it good?
It's great.
Aaron, is it a good song?
Yeah, I like the song.
Aaron says a good song. I think I've heard this before. Okay, it better be good. How did you come to this choice?
Well, I've been listening to Sugarland lately. I was between two songs. I called Jillian, and she thought this song was better.
What was the other song, just so we know?
Little Miss by them, too.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like this one better.
Yeah. Aaron said she likes this one better, too.
Yeah.
I love how you spelled your name, Phil.
Whoops. Okay. What are you up to?
Me and my friend are... shopping for Mother's Day currently.
Are you home or still at school?
I'm home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When did you go home?
I came home on Thursday.
How'd the year go?
It went well. It was a good year. You know, can't complain.
Re-elected as president of rugby?
I was re-elected, shockingly.
Did anyone else run against you?
Yes.
Really? What kind of campaign did you run against your opponent to secure a victory?
Well, my opponent is my best friend, so we really didn't care who won.
Really? She's not your best friend anymore, I bet. It's pretty bitter.
No, she is. She's VP. She's VP. We
is
were
this
both
Jess?
Re-elected. Yeah.
Wow. So now Jess knows that the rugby team likes you more than her. That's gotta hurt.
That's not true.
Well, it's... So they just think you're... I don't know. What went on there?
No. All right. It was like we were reelected for another term because she was VP this year as well.
So she was VP this year and you ran for president and wanted to be president again and she tried to take over the presidency from you?
No, that's not how it works.
That's what it sounds like.
No. People get nominated.
Yeah.
And then whoever is nominated is put into the pool. And then we choose from there. So I was put into the VP pool as well.
So you're saying she didn't try to take over the position from you?
No, I don't think so.
What would have happened if you switched spots and she took over the presidency and you were demoted to VP? That's kind of sting.
Well, it's kind of just...
You probably wouldn't have liked her very much, would you?
Probably not, no.
So she has to deal with saying demoted, but if you had been taken down... So she likes you fine, but if the roles were reversed, you wouldn't like her very much. That doesn't seem fair.
No, I wouldn't have cared, though, because I was VP before this, before I was president. So I really wouldn't have cared. It's really like we do everything together anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I feel like there was some sort of... I feel like you spread some dirt on her to make sure she didn't get voted president.
No, you're instigating some unnecessary conflict right now.
So if I ask rugby players on the team, they're not going to tell me that you told them dirt on Jess so they wouldn't vote for her for president?
Yeah, I would never do that. Hold on. Who do you think I am?
Well, someone trying to desperately cling on to power, probably.
You know, you're making some blind accusations.
I'm just making some educated guesses, and I'm hoping you'll confirm them for me. We're hoping you say something on the air that's going to just... get you in a load of trouble with the team. That's what we're hoping
for.
Well,
I'm not
for.
That stupid, so.
We're trying to goad her into something here.
It's really absurd. You've never met Jeff, but, like, me and her are pretty...
I'm just saying, you never know with these things, how it's going, so.
We also ran the election, so, like, you know what I mean? Like,
so this is kind of like a North Korea-Russia kind of thing, where the people in charge run the election? That doesn't seem very fair. How do we know it was fair?
Because we used Google Forms.
All right, I guess.
Also, yeah, no, we were also questioning it, though, because we got, like, 27 responses.
It's only, like, 9 people on the team.
We haven't had 27 people come to a practice in, like, months.
Can you tell who's responding?
No, you can't.
Oh, can people vote twice?
No, they can't.
Well,
I don't know why anyone would either, so.
What if they... I bet there was a hacking of your election.
You think it was Russia?
Doesn't it sound like that?
It sounds like it's double counting.
Don't you have a microphone?
Yes, I do.
What did it sound like?
I think someone put a couple votes in for you.
Like, voted twice?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
no, that's what Wataru thinks.
We were 50-50, like, the whole race.
Wow. So how did it get decided at the end?
Two people voted, and I was ahead.
So the double voters at the end broke the tie for you.
That sounds very sketchy.
That sounds extremely... sketchy. I'm going to have to investigate. We're investigating this. If only I had more episodes of this program, we'd do a deep dive like we did for the GW presidential election when we got that race invalidated, thanks to me. We got Jeb Bush to drop out of the race, too. We got Trump winning Pennsylvania thanks to the show.
I don't think you had the capacity to do that.
Stop taking credit for Jeb Bush.
Yeah, come on now.
I 100% got that right. I came on the show right after South Carolina primary. I told him to get out of the race, and then after my show ended, he dropped out. That's clearly it was because of the pressure I put on.
I think Jeb Bush's whole family was telling him to get out of the race. I don't think it was just you. I mean, you can't have a guy that weak to be in power. Like, come on now.
No energy. Right?
Weak.
Weak?
Weak.
How do you know? You don't know if he's weak or not.
Jebra?
That's not his name. His name's not Jebra.
He act like Jebra.
Alright, that's really unfair to say.
I disagree.
Alright, well, apparently you do. That's fine.
You gotta stand up.
Alright, thanks for coming on for my final show, Hannah.
Thank you.
What do you think? Who do you think who do you think will be missed more in their send-off? Derek Jeter or this program?
Probably Derek Jeter.
Probably, though. I have a chance. Oh, I appreciate that. Enjoy shopping with your friend.
All right, thank you.
All right. Sorry to see your fame here come to an end, but everything has to end.
Tragic.
I guess.
Truly tragic.
All good things come to an end.
Yeah, and
except,
bad things, too.
Except the show, though.
Except the show? It's ending tonight.
It's not a good thing, though.
Oh. All right, thank you, Hannah. Ooh.
All right, thanks, bye. Guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye.
And my sister couldn't wait.
All right, we're back. On the phone is, I think, is Marquise. Marquise, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. So since this is my final show and you're one of the final callers, not the final caller, because you're not going to be that, but you're one of the final ones. Well, first of all, in studio, we have Wataru, Jack, and Aaron. Do you want to say anything?
I don't want to say anything. They should probably leave the studio because I have some things I need to say that I don't think they should hear.
Really? We're going to talk about LARPing again? Is that going to be a topic?
Oh, yeah. Jack was here talking about LARPing with you last time he had his incident. Talk about that.
Yeah, we could talk about that again.
No.
It was a nice learning experience. You learn better how to hit the, you know, the bleep button.
Anyway, since this is my last show, you're supposed to come on and just tell me how great the show and I am. So, go ahead.
That's stupid. Okay, so I would like to first start off by asking a question to Lafayette University.
It's a college.
When they created their student radio, why did they... I just actually wonder if they knew that you would one day enter their studio and just destroy it. Just leave behind a legacy of terrible predictions, assaulting of guests on air, just lackluster performance after performance. You know, the highlight of the show was probably when I was guest hosting that one time. I think that's when you had the most viewers, about 4 that day, so I think that was a record you set.
Do you want to hear my opinion on this one? I think that Ben's thing is like, it's like an Alex Jones personality where, like, you just say absurd shit. It's entertainment.
I don't know if it works. I don't know if the dumb button works.
Next song.
Well, Jack's not living that one down. I'm gonna get fined $30,000 by the FCC.
Hey, it's your last show. You gotta live it up. Wait, hold on. I have a question now. Retiring from the radio business?
What?
Are you retiring from radio after this show? Are you done?
I'm not gonna say I'm retiring. We're definitely gonna look at other options, see what kind of offers come in. I'll probably shop a couple of bucks. Shut up, Jack. I'll send some archives of my show to some people down in Arlington and D.C. See if anyone wants to hire me.
No, they won't.
Well, so no, I'm not officially retiring, but, you know, we're going to go dormant for a little bit.
Okay, I just didn't know if this was going to be like a Mike Francesa-esque retirement where you come back out after a week.
You just wait, Marquise. He's going to come haunt you on the radio while you're driving in an Uber in D.C.
I don't listen to the radio ever, so this is exactly why.
Yeah, I'm gonna be back in 3 months. All right, we're back. We're back. No, but
we're back.
Why is Pete messaging me?
I don't know. Is he listening to the show?
Yeah.
Pete messaged me and said, "What time is your radio show come on?" I said, "It's on now. Key is on." And she said, "OMG, listen to you guys."
With a heart.
Hey, Pete. With a heart. Yeah. Oh, she said, hey, she's listening. Wow, we got another listener. How great is that?
What kind of... All right.
She's listening on the air right now. This is a big moment.
I told her earlier that this is her last show, so I think that's why she's tuning in.
Well, very nice. Thanks, Kayla. I appreciate you tuning in here for the send-off. Sort of like... pretty comparable to like when Mariano and Derek Jeter went out. Now it's me.
Did you fart?
What was that?
I'm sorry, my BS meter just went off.
Do you have anything to say to Kayla, listening to you with your final appearance on the radio here?
Once again, I was berated until I called into the show. Ben asked me every week to call into the failing program to try to revive it. And then when I call in, what happens? I get yelled at, I get hung up on. I have to share airtime with Hannah.
Yeah.
What, like this is things I don't have to put
you think you should get airtime to yourself? You don't bring in enough numbers to get airtime to yourself all the time. I mean, we'll give it to you here now because we're being nice to you somewhat, but
hey, I remember when this first started, I used to have my own segment.
Yeah, but then you started flaking, so we yanked it from you. Now you're just a somewhat...
Well, that's because... Hold on. Wait a second. I wasn't getting any money for my appearance, my appearances, you know?
Well, if you were, you'd just throw it into your retirement fund and lose $20. How's your retirement fund
doing? I
don't
need to hear this.
How's your retirement fund doing?
On the Raptors.
My retirement fund has increased by 66 cents.
Do you hear what Matar said? He said, or he'll bet on the Raptors. You... I just like to say, Marquise made a bet. Marquise made a bet in Game 4 of Toronto versus Cleveland that the Raptors were going to win, beat Cleveland in Cleveland in Game 4 against LeBron. He bet the Raptors were going to win. Do you know how much the Raptors, what the score was? The Raptors lost by 35 points. 35. So what's the next game that you're going to bet on, Marquise?
Celtics-Cavs game 1. I'm putting 75 on the Celtics to win game 1.
They ain't going to win. We know that.
Hey, you know, Brad Stevens, he's ready.
Here's a foolproof way to make money to all my listeners. You find out who Marquise bets on, and you bet on the other team, and you are guaranteed to make a lot of money.
Ridiculous.
Absurd as ridiculous. I don't agree with that.
Well, we don't care what you agree with. I mean, that's just the facts, don't you think?
I don't know.
No, I don't think. But I guess I'll say, to wrap up my appearance, you know, I officially completed my undergrad at GW.
Yeah.
So let me leave.
You graduate next weekend?
Yeah.
Any big plans this week? Or?
No. I'm just working.
Laying low?
Yeah, and I got a couple job interviews, so I'm going to go to those, and then, you know, that's it. So
making some money you can throw away on more basketball games.
No, don't worry. Football season will be starting soon.
Well,
you can't bet on basketball. It's too fast.
How do you feel with the week to go here? How do you feel?
I feel okay. I feel like nothing in my life has really changed. So
what do you mean?
I feel as I did last week, so nothing, no big changes.
What's going to be the last meal you have before you graduate? Like people on death row have their final dinner, you know, what would yours be before graduation?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Probably
just to go to the
burrito from Taco Bell.
That'll be my last meal.
What did you say?
Shenanigans, all you can drink.
Oh.
Meal. Loaded fries at CHT.
Get out of here, Key. All right, well, we appreciate you calling in. Probably for the last time. Yeah, we'll see if anyone picks me up in Arlington.
Well,
we could do a show. We could start a show.
I don't ever want to do that ever in my life. I would rather listen to cats getting hit by a four-wheel van. So, thank you. Congratulations on a great show, wrapping up. Hopefully
thanks.
Lafayette decides to shut down their radio station so no one else could possibly ever have a show as bad as yours.
Yep, and on that note, you know, I hope you... Well, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to be kind.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
You're such a suck-up.
Oh, boo!
Such a suck-up.
Yeah. Hey, moms do a lot for us. Some of the great moms in history. You got Mary, Jesus' mom, pretty good.
Who will get you? What's your Mount Rushmore of moms?
We're going Marge Simpson, Mary.
Two.
We're going the mom from The Cosby Show, which is pretty good.
Well, you need one more.
And I guess we're going LeBron James' mom.
Yes.
Where's your mom?
Oh, shit. Alright, hold on. Alright, I'm hanging up. I gotta go.
On that note, bye, Key.
That was awesome.
come on. We'll be back after this.
Nickels and dimes, adding up what we're saving. New tires on the truck, little coffee in your cup. What you want to name the baby? Just a couple dreamers for the home team. We're hoping they can pull it through.
always like the underdog, don't we, honey? Cause it's kinda like me and you. It ain't always roses coming up out of the ground. We didn't always get it right, but now and then we get it right If it weren't for heartbreak, we wouldn't have a story now. But it's working out alright, alright. Life ain't always easy, but it's hard not to love it right now. Right now, hard not to love it right now. Every now and then it all comes together and your world comes back to life. Sitting in the grass and you ain't even worried if it's greener on the other side. But I know right where we've been, to the bottom and back again. You make a real good lover and a damn good friend. I said it once and I say it again. You make a real good lover and a damn good friend. It ain't always roses coming up out of the ground. Didn't always get it right, but now and then we get it right If it weren't for heartbreak, we wouldn't have a story now. But it's working out alright, alright. Life ain't always easy, but it's hard not to love it right now. Right now, hard not to love it right now. Yeah, right now, got you in my arms. Don't know what I did, but I played my cards right now. I wouldn't change a thing. If the honey ain't sweet, then the beat don't sting. Count off the band, baby, one, two, three. Ain't always roses coming up out of the ground. We didn't always get it right.
Alright, we're back. 14 minutes to go in this torturous program.
Long enough for 14 appeals.
That'll be fine, Taro.
So how do you like your time in Lafayette?
Well,
do you want to sum that up in 14 minutes? You want to give?
No, we're not talking about that for 14 minutes.
You gave a nice summary of all your best experiences and also your worst experiences. I think we do the best and the worst, I think.
Highs and lows.
Exactly. Yeah. Highs and lows. I think that would be work.
No.
Why not?
Well, let's see. What would the high be? The election broadcast was pretty fun.
Okay.
It was a good moment.
So was the low.
Getting a B in that philosophy class.
That's a pretty high low. I think they're probably pretty low lows.
No, but that was an absurd grade. I would just like to put on the record here at this school, that was an absurd grade.
There have definitely been worse lows than that, I think.
You know what my low is, right?
Being fired as an RA 1 week into the job.
Yeah, very true. Waking up in the bathroom first Friday. Duh.
Anthony!
Anthony!
I think that's a pretty awesome low, though, for Taro.
That's a good story.
If getting a B is your lowest low, which I don't think it is.
A B?
Well, I wasn't prepared for this question, so I gotta go back and I gotta think about it for a minute. Dead air. Do you have a low that stands out?
My low. I would say my low was ruining the track team as long as it did.
Okay.
What's
your
high?
My high point. This is gonna be a good one. You probably don't think I have many high points, but
this is probably your high right now. Closing out my radio show.
Yeah, dictating what you're thinking right now. Like, you don't have a schedule, and I'm the host right now. It's kind of awesome.
You're not really the... Yeah, I'm the host.
I'm the captain now.
Not even taking over the show. It's my show. I started it. I'm going out on top. Started on top. Going out on top. It's on top the whole way between. I feel like
you started at bottom and just stayed there, and you're just thinking you're at top the whole time.
Hey, it's what you think that counts, right? If you think it, then it's true.
Have you ever seen the show Wet Hot American Reality. Summer, where there's this kid that's at camp, and he's working as a radio station, and he thinks he's talking to the whole audience, and his mic is actually unplugged? I think that's like this in a nutshell. This is like you thinking you're talking to the whole world. Oh, we got a call.
But I'm actually talking to nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see who it is. I really have no idea who this is. Maybe Chris. Hello, how are you? Oh, hey, Herman. Good. Can I put you on?
Who's Herman?
Don't know.
All right. This is my neighbor. Joining the program now is my neighbor, Herman Panrak. Herman, welcome. How are you?
All right, Ben. How are you?
I'm fine. So we got 10 minutes left in the show here, final show. It's really a great surprise that you called in. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, my agent informed me that this was your last show, so he canceled my appearance on CNN tonight.
Oh, yeah. This is like when great figures go out and they have, like, surprise guests come out for the final program. You know, this is one of those moments. I think it'll be remembered for a long time.
I think it's one of those moments where the bad people go out and you're like, yeah, he's going out.
That's not nice. So
who said that?
My friend Jack, he's in the studio.
That's a friend, huh?
Yeah, apparently not. He's making a lot of fun of me.
Allegedly a friend.
Allegedly a friend. Yeah. So, how's everything going in Tewksbury?
Very well.
Very well.
A great place to live, you know?
Indeed. A lot of storms today.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. I've had enough.
Yeah.
Enough of the rain.
So
apparently it's your last show, and then you're moving on to, moving down to Washington soon, apparently, I think, right?
Yeah, down, going down to school down there, moving to Arlington.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Are you coming home for a little bit at least?
Yeah, I'll move down there in July, so I'll be home for a little bit.
Oh, okay, that's great. Well, we'll hook up.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, looking forward to it. Be home, graduate in a week, so be home after that.
I know, we got the invite to the Kaylee and yours graduation party.
Were you invited?
I haven't seen...
I don't think all his friends were invited. I think that's a low talking point right now.
I wasn't invited either.
Well, their invites got lost in the mail, apparently. But I'm glad.
Allegedly.
You have right next to us. So those invites, his invite's not getting lost in the mail. All right. I'm yours is coming. Myself. Don't worry about it. Yours is coming. Yeah, but no, that'll be great.
You can't sneak any parties by me because I'll be cutting the grass and I'll be seeing all the people coming up your driveway.
That's right. Exactly.
I'll be up there trying to sniff out a beer or two, you know?
Yeah. we know we can always count on you for it, so it's always good.
Absolutely. I won't let you down as far as that goes, right?
No, of course not. We had a lot of fun last time you guys were up for dinner when Aaron was there at the table. That was a great time, so I'll have to get that going again.
There was some good political humor going
on. Yeah.
Should I say banter. It was some banter. Banter, right?
Yeah, some banter that will have to remain, you know, forever off the air.
Exactly.
Can never see the light of archived footage or anything like that. It will only exist in legends.
Any political questions for me that you would like to know my insights
on? Yeah, I'm curious what you think... How you think Trump's doing right now with North Korea and everything? You think North Korea's playing him a little bit and setting him up for failure? Or you think he's getting real results here? What do you think?
Well, you know what, he's got to go in there like with an open mind and thinking that, you know, going by what's happened in the past and the history of us being, you know, led around by the nodes. But I think he's smarter than that. I don't think he's going to fall for anything that's not going to happen. I think he's too smart to be pushed around, and I think if he feels that's not going to happen, he'll probably just walk out, you know.
Right. I will say he's already gotten something tangible. Just getting those prisoners back is already a win, and now what happens after that, we'll see with the negotiations. But just getting those prisoners back is a clear win for sure. I think so. That was huge. That was really cool to see.
Well, apparently to CNN, that was a staged event, so, you know.
Well, I mean.
They said there was a flag out there that had a big American flag posted out there with a spotlight on it, but, you know, apparently it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I think you needed a spotlight to see it.
Yeah, if that's the only thing you have to criticize about it, I think you're doing pretty well, so.
Well, they got that, and they got stormy weather, whatever that girl's name
yeah,
is.
Yep. That's a story, you know, that just never goes away. So.
Oh, no, you can't get enough of that.
You know? No. But,
that,
you know.
What's going on with Iran and all that, and, you know.
You'd never know what the unemployment rate is or, you know, what the GDP is, so.
Where is that at?
Well, the growth rate's up close to 3% now. The unemployment rate's at, what, 3.9%?
Yeah, so. But what about stormy weather?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good nickname, stormy weather. That's a good one.
That's not our name?
I think it's like Stormy
Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, but.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. How could I mistake that?
I know. How could you not know? Well,
right, well, I don't want to take up your last few minutes of your broadcast, and we'll miss listening to you. And Hannah alerted me actually that this was your last, your last show. I figured I'd have to reach out to you and say hello and wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You're a great final guest here, for sure. Thank you very much. Great way to go out. Ending the program on top, for sure. No doubt about it.
And next week I'll be on Bernie and Sid's show.
Yeah. See, you're only going down from here. You can't top this program.
It'll be a disappointment. I'll try to make it sound like I'm excited. But
yeah, right.
You're going up, I think. You're going up.
No, that's not very
once
nice.
Once I mention I was on Ben Janicek's show, they'll be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Yeah, they'll realize they're booking the top guests for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll see you next week.
Yes, we'll see you soon. Take care.
Sounds good. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, little guest caller there to end the program. That's pretty cool, right? A good way to go out, the little guest, don't you think?
He seemed like a great guy.
He's the best. He's the best.
I don't think so much.
What?
I think we need some Rush Limbaugh in here or someone.
No, I feel like Herman could have a pretty good radio career if he ever wanted to.
He's
got a lot of common sense.
He definitely could.
A lot of common sense.
I don't think you could, though.
What do you mean you don't think I could? I've demonstrated that I do.
I think we should get him on. I think he should be the host of the show.
New host. Well, the show's over, so there's not going to be. I mean.
Okay, but if you're going to hire someone, I would hire him over you.
Well, that's kind of hurtful. Don't you think? In my final few minutes of the program to say that to me.
What was your low? You haven't mentioned it yet.
We're really talking about this one.
Yeah. You had some time to think now.
This is the low. This is the last show. It's the low.
I concur with that. Having you morons in the studio to send out my program is a low.
That is very hurtful.
I'm not wrong. Talking to you.
That's
I'm just talking to
sad.
Jack and Wataru.
Sad.
These two
wrong
wing nuts over
wrong.
Here.
Fake news.
I'm turning your mic off. Your mic should have been turned off a long time ago, Jack. I never should have been invited back. Dumbest mistake in my career. No, it's on. Don't say anything.
You pressed the button. I thought you turned my mic off.
No, it's on. Don't say anything.
I feel like you're triggered right now. Are you triggered?
No, I'm not. We're not. We're fine. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. It's just a little emotional here. End of the program. But
call your mom.
You can do. Yeah, call your mom.
Are you going to cry?
No.
Your eyes look a little watery.
They're not watery. I am not. We need a camera in here. This is no. For the record, I'm not crying. I'm not going to.
Allegedly. I think he's crying. Allegedly.
Yeah. Damn.
Do you want some tissues?
Yeah, I don't need any tissues.
I really have that.
That's how we should go out, but I can't do it like that. So, unfortunately, thank you everyone for listening. It's been a good run here. 21 recorded shows, probably like 15 more beyond that. Yeah, we did like 35, 40 shows probably. We correctly predicted the election. Got Jeb Bush out of the race. Drop some
inappropriate words.
Very important investigation in the GW political presidential race. That
use an all-inclusive bathroom.
And so that's it. That's it. The end of the show. We're going to be gone for a while. Thank you for the applause. End with some Kenny. The first song of this show ever, I'm pretty sure it was this, so we're going to end it with this. So we'll bring it full circle, and then that's it. So goodbye, everyone. Yep, see you some other time, but not on the radio. So that's it, unless someone else hires me.
Do you ever see people on the radio?
Well, on that note, we're out.
No, I never see people on the radio. So thank you everyone for listening. I'm sure someone will pick us up here in Arlington in the future, but for now, we're gone. So thanks everyone. Bye.
So I go back to pew, preacher and choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. I go back to the loss of a real good friend, 16 summers shared with him, now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. So I go back to the pew, preacher and choir, to the loss of a real good friend, 16 summers shared with him, now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song,
what do we do?
Picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, well, I go back to two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. Well, I used to rock all night long, keep on rocking me, baby. Frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor, the taste of salt on a Carolina shore, after graduation drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, it takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and choir, singing about God and brimstone, fell Sunday chicken and I go back to the loss of a real good friend, 16 summers shared with him, now only the good die stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song,